Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Utah Jazz have won their 11th straight road game and their 18th of their last 20. Coming up on the show, we will break down how this has happened, what Ron saw on TV that I did not see on radio, and we'll talk about how the Jazz were able to pull this off on a 59-33 run to close the ball game. So, Ron, let's just start from your perspective. What did you see? What's your takeaway coming up here? A lot of people comment they love it when you and I haven't been interacting all night. So let me just let you take the lead.
Well, what I saw was what I thought was going to be another grind-out basketball game, just like we had against the Memphis Grizzlies, especially the way things were going in that first half. I didn't think either team was going to run away from each other. And then I'm looking at our star player and Donovan Mitchell, who had only 2 points at the half. And I remember that the last time these two teams met, I think he only had like 7 points or something like that. So I was wondering if there was something they were doing to him that was keeping him from he's only had one very good basketball game against his team.
And Anthony Davis got hurt in that game, if I remember correctly, right?
And he ended up with, 41. So that all came to us. Those thoughts went away as soon as in that third period when he started to come to life a little bit. Then the fourth quarter, he just exploded. So you could just see that his confidence started to fly. He makes it a couple of shots, and all of a sudden he's playing faster. He's trying to get to the basket. He's drawing fouls. And the Jazz had a 38-point fourth quarter. I mean, basically that was it, because I thought this was definitely going to be a grind-out game just like we had against Memphis.
Donovan scores 18 points in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. And what's interesting about it to me, Ron, it started Anthony Davis went to the basket. He missed a shot. He didn't come back defensively, probably tired. Donovan recognizes it and sprints the length of the floor to get a layup. Then they check Davis out of the game because he's tired, and Donovan just starts feasting at the rim. I described that period. Rudy went out of the game, too. I described it on the air with Thurl as though your mom had told you couldn't have sweets for like 3 weeks and then all of a sudden said, yeah, go in the cupboard and get whatever you want, because everyone was just diving to the rim all of a sudden with the two big guys out. But I just thought Donovan couldn't get to the basket. Anthony Davis was so great tonight. I just thought he couldn't get to the basket, and then he did his damage in 2 minutes and 51 seconds, mostly with Davis off the floor.
It's the same as if Rudy was having a great night protecting the rim. Guys start worried about whether or not they're going to get their shot blocked, and they stop going to the basket, start shooting the wrong shots. I thought a lot of the blocks that he had were just some of our players just trying to shoot over the top and going away from him, which is the wrong thing to do. Royce O'Neal had one.
Royce O'Neal also had one where he attacked him, and we might want to check whether there's an obituary on Royce O'Neal.
I didn't have a problem with that, because he went at it. I mean, he really tried to score. He tried to dunk the basketball. I mean, he just aggressively went to the rim. Davis just made a better play. You know, I don't have a problem with that. It's the ones that they try to shoot going away from guys like Rudy and Anthony Davis, and they're just easy for them to block their shots. But Anthony Davis ended up with triple-double.
He was great, but he wasn't dominant offensively. He's not comfortable against Rudy. I don't know what he finished at 9 of 22. So we talked about it. He was shooting 40% coming in. 9 of 22 is pretty getting awfully close to 40% again.
I don't think he scored in the fourth quarter.
No, he kind of goes away against Rudy as the day goes on. There's another storyline here that's taking place that I think is really interesting, and that is in Ricky Rubio's career, he has never been in a playoff run before. His best team ever in Minnesota won 40 games. The playoff team that year won 49, I think. It wasn't close. It wasn't like Minnesota. So this is the first time that Ricky Rubio in his NBA career has ever played March basketball games that matter. And for back-to-back nights, he's put up a double-double with rebounds.
Well, I was so impressed with him. I mean, he's knocking down threes. And that shot that he shoots, David, going to his left, that he banks off the glass. Every time he shoots, and I'm thinking, no shot. I mean, it's like it's not going to go in. But he has a way of making that shot. He's going away from the defender. He very seldom, I don't think I've ever seen it get blocked. But, and it's, you know, he's knocking down threes. When he has a good basketball game, the Jazz are going to be in the mix, or, you know, they're just going to give themselves a chance to win. That's how important he is to the team.
The other thing that's happening here is we're beginning to see a consistent thread that leading guard scorers struggle against the Jazz. So we saw Evan Fournier go 4 of 18. I don't remember what Victor Oladipo's numbers were, but it was awfully close to 4 of 18. Tonight we see Drew Holiday go 7 of 19 while having a good shooting night. He went 3 of 6 from 3, and he goes 7 of 19 because what's happening to these guys is they go to the basket early in the night on Gobert. They don't score, and they really don't go back to the basket again. I haven't looked at Holiday. He was able to get kind of some eight-footers, and he bumped him back a little bit. But this is a guy who goes to the basket a lot, who's shooting 70% at the rim this year nearly. And when that is the impact of this defense, is that the primary driving scorer of the other teams is not getting to the rim.
And to add to that, if say like Donovan and Ricky Rubio is applying offensive pressure on them as well, it makes it awfully difficult. I know, because when you're a scorer and you're relied on to shoot the basketball, if you're playing defense as well, you know, sometimes it kind of takes you away from it. But Rudy has that effect. And Alvin Gentry, the head coach of the Pelicans, talked about that in the meeting before the ball game. One of the writers asked him about Rudy, and his comments were, he made some comments.
He giggled. I asked the question. I said, is that more important to play fast tonight because of Rudy? And he just giggled about Rudy's dominance.
Yeah. Well, and he definitely wanted to play fast.
Wow.
They were 105. They were leading. Since in their win streak, they were leading the league in pace of play at 105. Tonight, that wasn't the case there in that first half. It didn't start to pick up, and the game didn't start to play a little faster, I thought. Both teams started to score a little quicker in the clock to that third quarter, maybe late in the third quarter.
By the way, unofficially, I believe Drew Holiday was 2 of 7 in the restricted area tonight. He, for the season, has been shooting those at 68.8%. So that's the impact. All right, final thing, I want to go back to Donovan for a second. So Rudy was great. Joe Ingles led the game early. I don't want to just isolate on Donovan. But we're wondering if Donovan's a star, right? That's a big part of this franchise. So you're 1 of 9. Your last 4 games, you're now below 30% shooting at that point. And you score 18 points in 251. Give me, like, as a player who played in this, like, what did we see right there?
Well, we just saw that, you know, okay, I'm going to try to take over the basketball game. Whether I end up shooting us out of it or shooting us into it, a willingness to win. I mean, that has to be his mentality. If they're relying on him to get up 20 shots a ball game, then that's what he has to be thinking. And you can't be hesitant. You got to play your game and take what's given to you a lot. I mean, a lot of times you try to force things and you kind of go away from, you know, what the team concept is really about. But you can just see there that he's a star in the making. You really have to compliment him, be happy with the way he's playing.
The burden he's being asked to play right now is something that has been done almost none on any player in the last 20 years. There has only been one player since Tim Duncan entered the league who averaged 20 points a game as a rookie and his team had a winning record. And that was Carmelo Anthony in Denver. But what's being asked of Donovan Mitchell by the Utah Jazz right now it helps to have Rudy Gobert, there's no question, but it still is the burden of being your primary leading scorer on a playoff team as a rookie is just unheard of.
You really have to appreciate that, and you just like his success, at his growth. He's on a team, he has the luxury anyway of joining a team that needed a player of his caliber. He got a chance to showcase. And he stepped up and got the job done. I mean, you watch him out there on the floor. He doesn't get frustrated, it seems like. And maybe he does, and he keeps it inside. But he doesn't get frustrated to the point where it for the most part, takes him out of his ballgame. Like I said, he hadn't had a great success only once against out of the three games before tonight against this team. But he came alive in that second half.
Jazz win it. They've won 11 straight on the road. That's only been done 10 times in the last 20 years in the NBA. They've won 18 of 20, and they're still in 10th place in the Western Conference on the Jazz Radio Network.